Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 or so minutes out of your busy Sunday to join with me and others across the airwaves as we consciously commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, God in us as us. And this morning my theme is entitled Architect of Fate. It's taken and inspired from the poem that I'll be sharing later by Wordsworth. But what is fate? It's often misrepresented and misunderstood, but the Webster Dictionary refers to it as the development of events beyond a person's control, determined by supernatural power, the universal principle or ultimate agency by which the order of things is presumably prescribed, the decreed cause of events, something that unavoidably befalls a person, fortune, or lot. Now, if we are the architects of our own fate, and yet we have fate that is already prescribed for us, how do we reconcile the two things? I have come to believe and accept for myself that my soul, before it incarnated onto this earth plane, knew what situations, circumstances, conditions it needed for its evolution and for its growth, for its expansion, for its awareness, and for its recognition of the source of all that is that guides, directs, and illuminates our path. And I know that's a bit of a stretch for some people. And that's okay. Always what I'm advocating or sharing is inviting you to be open, to at least hear a different idea than perhaps one that you're familiar with. I also believe that once we incarnate in our physical form, all the things that we in our unformed substance, shall we say, decided we needed, we've forgotten. And so once we incarnate here on this earth, we then go through a series of experiences that we call fate, that we think we are unable to change or that we have no control over. But even if there are situations, conditions, experiences to which we are fated for, I believe the control we can exercise is our attitude, is our faith, and our belief in how we deal with these situations and conditions. Emerson said that fate is nothing but the deeds committed in a prior state of existence. I believe Emerson, who was one of the most incredibly insightful and wise people of the 19th century, he too agreed with what I've shared. In a previous condition, in a previous experience, as our souls was recognizing what it would need on the earth experience for it to grow. This awareness and this understanding has allowed me to accept the experiences of my life and not feel victimized by them, not feel hard done by, not feel poor me, because each thing that I've encountered, each thing that I've dealt with, I've recognized my soul, my higher self, wanted this experience. So why on earth would I choose to incarnate with a gender and a race that is always at the bottom of the pack, to be both female and black, to fight fronts on both the race and the gender issues? So my higher self knew that to choose to incarnate as a black woman, that I would face challenges and experiences that would cause me to have to grow, expand, and truly connect with the source and the ground of being, God in me as me. It has led me to form a ministry of inclusivity, of oneness, of kindness, of love. This fate that I have chosen to experience here on earth has made me realize, even though it is challenging at times to see it in some people, to honor the divine presence in and through all of life. And so, my beloveds, we are the architects of our fate, whether we want to consciously acknowledge it or not. There is nothing that is being done to us outside of ourselves, but there is something to which we can influence, and there is something to which we can control. That always is our attitude. So let me kick off with a poem from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who said, "All are architects of fate, working in these walls of time, some with massive deeds and great, some with ornaments of rhyme. For the structure that we raise time is with materials filled. Our todays and yesterdays are the blocks with which we build. Build today, then strong and sure, with a firm and ample base, and ascending and secure, tomorrow shall find its place." So even though we may have a fate that is preordained, predefined, and maybe even predictable, we still can choose how we deal with it. We still have the options of what attitudes do we bring to it. We still have the ability to shape how the outcome might be. And so I want to share three short stories, because I couldn't choose one. And the first one says, "I lost my wallet. It had my ID, money, credit cards, and a photograph of my cat in it. A couple of days later, I found a phone on the bus. I phoned the mom of the person who lost it and agreed to meet with them to give it back. I arrived, and the guy was clearly very happy. He said there were still honest people left in the world after all. I told him that I knew how it feels to lose something important, as I lost my wallet a few days earlier. And then the guy took a wallet from his photo and asked me if it was mine. I opened it, and there was the photo of my cat. You can't imagine how surprised we both were. All my money and credit cards were still there. Now the guy is one of my friends. It's not for nothing that fate led us to meet each other. Miracles really can happen." The second story. I moved to a new rented apartment. I'd been living there 2 weeks. One day I decided to organize a spa for myself. I smeared myself from head to toe in blue clay. Then someone walked in. I was standing there naked as the day I was born, all blue like Avatar. And I met the gaze of an incredibly pleasantly surprised man. I ran to the kitchen and picked up a knife. The guy picked up a spray bottle, and we started demanding who was who and why they were there. It turned out that it was his apartment, and it had been rented out to me by his grandma, who dreamed of finding her grandson a wife. We still remember that day, and I still live there now, but we live as one family. The third story. There was always a homeless guy hanging around near my house. He once came up to me and asked me for money for a lottery ticket. I didn't believe that's what he wanted it for, but I gave him some money. The next day he came back, gave me back my money, and said, "I'm indebted to you until I die." I bought a lottery ticket and won $250,000. Thank you. I actually almost started crying. It was so nice that by giving him such a small sum, I had in some way helped him get back on his feet. Each of those stories spoke of a different fate and their outcomes. We don't know exactly how sometimes our interactions with others may influence or impact them, or even ourselves. But I do know with absolute certainty that the divine essence, the source of all that is, the ground of being, makes no mistakes. And so I have tried to believe that everyone that I encounter on this time, on this earth, my soul needed that encounter for some reason. That the spirit, the source of all that is, required me to have that exchange, that interaction, whatever it is. Even the ones that are testing me, that are troubling me, that are a pain in the you-know-what. Our sacred text says, from Isaiah 46:10, "Only I can tell you the future before it happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish." There are written for every one of us in our book of life the plans that our soul and spirit requires of us. We can resist it, but it will always be waiting for us. I'm always mindful of our teacher, he who knew more than anyone else that I've encountered. He knew what was predestined for him, what was his fate. And even though he was in the Garden of Gethsemane ready to say, let this pass if you can, an acceptance and a recognition that it was his to do, to claim, and to be the example. And so there are going to be aspects of our fate that we wish we didn't have to deal with, that we wish we didn't have to go through. But ultimately, we know as Jesus did, "Not my will, but your will be done." My science of mind reading is entitled The Power of Choice. The first quote comes from Louise Hay, who says, "It's only a thought, and a thought can be changed." The second quote from The Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes says, "The student should take time every day to see his life as he wishes it to be, to make a mental picture of his ideal." Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." As we move forward with our life, it is not enough to read about the truth or listen to lectures about the truth. We must know the truth. When we are facing adversity, we must have already done our work so our response comes from a place of faith. we must also know that the Divine Presence is with us always, and there is nothing we cannot successfully overcome. Years ago, a minister of mine told a story about the choices we make in life. The policeman was called to the scene of a burglary and promptly arrested the culprit, who turned out to be his brother. Sometime later, a reporter interviewed both men. The policeman said, "My father was an alcoholic. How else could I turn out?" His brother told the reporter, "My father was an abusive drunk. How else could I turn out?" The same circumstances, two different results. We choose what we see from life. We must take responsibility for our actions. Blaming others, blaming only gives our power away and keeps us in the same predicaments. When we are willing to take responsibility for our life, we can begin to make choices that bring us healing. What I liked about this reading is the fact that both brothers shared the same fate, growing up with an abusive father that was a drunk. And yet, each chose to be the architects of their fate in a different way. A reminder that irrespective of the circumstance, irrespective of the conditions, we as architects of our fate can always choose something differently. There are always going to be opportunities for us to make different choices. Whilst we have fate, and whilst there are things that we think we cannot change, I assure you, we can always, always choose a different path and make a different choice, no matter how fated we may feel. William James says, "We are spinning our own fate, good or evil, never to be undone." I disagree. Whilst we are spinning our own fates, we can choose how we respond. Things can be changed. And so, my beloveds, the invitation today, this morning, is to recognize that as the architects of our own fate, that we can choose how we respond to whatever we feel we are predestined for, whatever we feel that we are preordained to experience. We can make different choices regarding it. Always I look to our teacher. He said, "When you know the truth will set you free." We know the truth of who we are and whose we are. We know the truth that we have the power to make choices that can either expand or diminish us. We have the ability to choose the attitude with which we enter into any experience. Beloved, we are the architects of our fate. Irrespective of what's handed down to us, irrespective of what we are confronted with, I urge you to remember, we always have a choice. And so if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within, enter into the sanctuary of the soul, the cave of the heart. And always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." You can go for days, weeks without food or water, but only for moments without the breath. It is the chi, it is the prana, it is the life force which we all need. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In, out, in, out, in, out, in. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath, I breathe out slower. Deeper. Deeper, slower, deeper, slower. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. This is my breath, I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in my fate. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out faith. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in faith. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out of faith. Feet. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, let us be intentional for ourselves for our week ahead. Let us see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. As we remember that we are the architects of our fate, we remember that we can choose our responses, our reactions, and make different choices. So see for yourself, in your mind's eye, adding the feeling component to whatever you are envisioning. And then allow the infinite intelligence that is abiding at the core of your being and is everywhere present to do the perfect work in and through you. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God, His Spirit, the life force that is everywhere present, at every point in space and time, there is nowhere where the divine, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Spirit of life is not. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, remembering that we co-create with you, that we are the architects of our fate, and whatever we encounter, whatever we experience, we're always at choice to choose how we respond, how we react, what we believe, what we accept. We are co-creators with the source of all that is, irrespective of whatever we have chosen and whatever we have ordained for ourselves. We know that which is within us, your spirit, is greater than any experience or condition we may know in the outer world of effect. O divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we come back into the remembrance of the truth of our teacher, we acknowledge thy will be done as we collaborate with you in bringing about that for which we were purposed. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. There is so much that is happening across our globe at this time, with hurricanes and cyclones, floods and fires, people escaping wars, refugees that are being treated in ways that are beyond humanity's ability to be compassionate. For all that is happening with this pandemic, for the corruption that is going on, beloved Mother, Father, God, strengthen and embolden us that we may live the truth for which we know in our heart of hearts, that truth that we are here to love, that love is our reason for being, that love is the core of who we are and whose we are. So let us be loving in our interactions with one another. Let us try to be loving towards those that are unlovable or unloving. Let us recognize and remember that love is the reason why we're here. Our teacher said that we must love you with all our heart and soul and love our neighbor as ourselves. So let us remember and express this truth of being. Divine below, Mother, Father, God, for those who have lost their loved ones, for whatever the reason or cause, may their hearts be comforted at this time. We know that to transition from the body is to be present with you. So we ask that those left behind be comforted in their sorrow, and know that Spirit, your life, your presence is eternal in whatever shape or form it is. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, there is so much that is happening across our world, too numerous to mention and name one by one. But I know that you are a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And so I place our individual needs as well as our collective needs before you now, and surrender the concerns, the worries, the fears, the anxieties, the frustrations that we may be feeling, knowing that your grace is our sufficiency in all things. For your eternal love, your infinite presence, your endless blessings, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm. I'm enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands, palms down, over your heart and affirm. I am loving, loved, and lovable. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and affirm. I give thanks for my abundant good. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I release all limiting and erroneous thoughts. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for our mornings, Buddhist meditations, and affirmations. Repeat after me our science of mind affirmation. Today, I choose to take responsibility.
Today I choose to take responsibility.
For all my actions. I know my life does not happen by accident.
I know my life does not happen by accident.
I create what I experience. I choose to create.
I choose to create
a life of love and happiness.
A life of love and happiness.
Our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May they be free.
Now a prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. My beloveds, as we come towards the close of our Sunday soul, I'd like to remind you of our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10, and also to wish our American community who listen on the web a very happy Thanksgiving that's coming up this Thursday, even though perhaps the tradition is a little bit skewed in terms of how they treated the Native Americans, the pilgrims. I think Thanksgiving is something that we should always be doing all of the time. So my closing benediction. Oh, no, before my closing benediction, my rumination, my roomy thought for the week. Rumi says, when I find myself faltering between two paths, is that not a sign of free will? How often have you seen a vacillator, hands and feet firmly bound by his own indecision? My benediction. May the nourishment of the earth be yours. May the clarity of light be yours. May the fluency of the ocean be yours. May the protection of the ancestors be yours. And so my closing song is the song that I have been on repeat all week. It's by Latrice Bush. It's entitled Hope. And as you know, hope is not one of my favorite words. So I translate that to faith. So this is Latrice Bush. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Keep
breath was Latrice Bush, Hope. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. I look forward to joining you on Thursday. And as always, peace and blessings.